On July 7th, a young birder named Matt Daw was taking video of a leased bittern in the Bosque del Apache National Wildlife Refuge in New Mexico when, what to his wondering, I should appear walking right into his recording but a rufous-necked wood rail. This bird, found from Mexico to northern South America, is considerably larger than the rails we see in the United States. Until Matt's bird showed up, it has never been reported on our side of the border before, making it what the American Birding Association calls a Code 5. So birders from throughout the country flocked to the refuge to see it. At least two of the birders the book and movie The Big Year was based on showed up. I've never chased a national rarity like this before, and my focus is on naturally occurring species, not vagrants. But since I had to get down there anyway for my conservation big year, I figured I might as well time my trip to at least try to see the wood rail, which would be a lifer. I also thought it would be cool to do one big chase in my lifetime. The very same wings that carried the bird to Bosque del Apache could pick it up and carry it anywhere else it wanted, whenever it wanted. So the idea of traveling any distance at all to chase this kind of vagrant seems preposterous. Bosque del Apache includes at its core about 8,000 acres of wetlands, a large haystack within which was just one out-of-place needle. But for reasons of its own, the bird was centering its activities in one small marshy area. It was impossible to see it when it was within the dense cattails, but once or twice most days it walked into an open area in full view from the boardwalk on the wildlife auto loop. So starting at dawn each day, hopeful birders from all over the country gravitated to the boardwalk to watch for it. Many brought lawn chairs and some brought umbrellas to protect them from the hot sun. I didn't have a chance to get away until Friday the 12th, when the bird had already stuck around for almost a week, an improbably long period. I left home on Friday but took a detour through Madison, Wisconsin, so it took 3 days to cover the 1,700 miles. Whenever I stopped, I checked the American Birding Association's Facebook page so I knew people were still seeing the wood rail. I arrived at the refuge about 6 p.m. Sunday. The bird had last been seen a few hours before. Most days it made a final appearance at dusk. I stuck around till after dark, getting lovely views of lesser nighthawks, which were new for the year, but no wood rail. I'm sort of shy, but the jolly and expectant atmosphere on the boardwalk made conversation easy and fun. People sat or stood around, patiently waiting for a momentary eruption, reminding me of being at Yellowstone watching for Old Faithful, except the wood rail's appearances could not be predicted with any regularity at all, and unlike a geyser, at any moment the rail could pack up and leave or be eaten by a predator, so there were no guarantees that it would ever appear again. The next morning I slept till after 6, exhausted after the grueling drive, and didn't get to the refuge until after 7:30. The bird had been seen many mornings right at dawn, but not this time. I felt better that I'd at least not missed it, but even though I stayed in the right spot most of the day, hour after hour the rail did not show up. Sandy Comito, the birder Owen Wilson's character in the movie The Big Year was based on, was there all day too, telling stories and contributing to the festive mood. I waited until after 6 p.m., but had to run a couple of errands in Socorro, 22 miles away. Rather than drive all the way back, I returned to my motel, exhausted. Sandy Comito threw in the towel not long after I left. Before going to sleep, I checked Facebook one last time. Right before dusk, the bird had come out for a nice long showing, providing great looks for everyone who'd stuck it out on the boardwalk and for those who chanced to arrive just in time. Oh well, tomorrow I'll let you know how my next 2 days at the refuge went. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.